Hi, this is Sarah from After Hours at the 12th House, along with
Esther. Today, this podcast is brought to you by Pink Salt and Naked Bodies.
Absolutely. Sponsored by the 12th House Grand Rapids in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We are coming to you from 8 Jefferson Avenue Southeast, right on the outskirts of the Hartside Business District, and right in downtown Grand Rapids.
Speaking of Grand Rapids, we are just about to start up Art Prize, which has made things a little bit hectic downtown, but also really full of fun and beautiful things to come and check out.
Yes, all of the last past Art Prizes just have been so fun and intuitive. No. Yeah. What am I trying to say?
Imaginative?
Imaginative. That's
yeah.
a good word.
Yeah. I know for me, the crowds of Art Prize are always a little bit daunting for me. But I really like being able to go. I know last time there was not as many outside attractions,
yeah,
except for the main big ones. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited to see what they've done this time.
Right. They brought back the big money prize.
Yeah.
Last year they had cut it down to like $10,000 yeah. for like the winners. And this year I think it's back up to $150,000. We'll have to check that.
Good.
But hopefully that brings down people and shoppers and all the good things.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You could tell when the prize went down because of how much less interest there was involved.
Yeah, I mean, these artists aren't going to spend a year and $20,000 if they can only win 10. I mean, that just doesn't make any kind of sense.
Right, right. Well, all right. Let's see. What else do we have going on? So today is Wednesday, August 30th, and tonight we are welcoming in the Super Blue Moon in Pisces. So in case you're wondering why everything feels a little intense and emotional, that is because full moons tend to bring out heightened emotions.
Pisces, let's just say it. It brings out the crazies.
It brings out the crazies. Anybody who's ever worked in a hospital, healthcare, or customer service knows that full moons definitely bring out the crazy.
Yeah,
they bring out the heightened. So,
and on top of that, there are 6 planets in retrograde.
That is correct.
Mercury being the main one that everybody gets to talk about.
Yes, that one just went retrograde back on the 23rd.
Yep.
And then we've also got Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and I didn't write down the last one. I thought it was Jupiter, but that was not the case.
Mm.
However.
Well, you know, we're not quite astrologers. and hopefully maybe someday we'll get another astrologer to do the podcast with us. But in that, you can always Google things.
Yeah.
You know, Google is Google. And
I like to think of myself as like a hedge witch astrologer. I research the stuff that's interesting to me, but I definitely don't know enough that I would really teach anybody else. But I love talking shop. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love talking shop about it, though. And I know like retrogrades especially are talking about like the re and retrograde is talking about like reimagine, reassess,
mm-hmm.
and reevaluate stuff. So it's retrogrades, while they definitely have a bad rep, they're talking more about just the outward focus turning inward, and sometimes that involves a lot of shadow work that is not always pleasant.
Yeah. Not always that great.
Yeah.
But things changing too. Big changes.
Yeah.
And it's been apparent almost this entire month. Because it's not just like, okay, the planet goes retrograde and shit gets crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a fine definitive line.
Right.
It is kind of like a fluid motion.
Right. Well, and then they have like shadow periods where it's about to go retrograde.
And then it's about to come out of retrograde.
Right.
And yeah. So there's all of that fun, amazing things too.
It's like the dark spots before the migraine. Not really. Sometimes they're really, really, they're really productive, but they're not like if you're trying to fight against stuff that you may know you need to adjust,
right.
Then they can get a little bit pressure cookery. In the whole like, hey, I see you're ignoring me. And then they get louder.
Yeah. And then they're like, I told you to listen.
It's like if you're on the path to burnout, you'll know.
Yeah. So, I just want to mention, the quick change. So if you've been listening to our podcast for the last couple of years, Carmen and Cass were doing it with me. They have since went on to bigger and better things. And Esther is here with me now, and she is one of our tarot readers. We have a group of four wonderful tarot readers walk in tarots almost every day. You can find someone to just walk in. You can always make an appointment, though. Yes. But the other thing real quick is that we are currently using one mic and sharing. We're very close together because we're not techies and we're not exactly sure how to get the other one to work.
It's a work in progress. Next week, we'll have it figured out and you would never even know.
Exactly.
But welcome to the inner circle.
Yeah. And just like the other one, we aren't going to edit or do any of the things. So if just like the rest of them, you know, we just did our podcast and uploaded it and said, let's hope this is good.
You get what you get. You're welcome.
Yes.
Also, welcome.
Welcome. We are glad to be back, yeah. And I am glad to be back. I'm glad to be talking about all things queer, witchy, hippie, metaphysical, astrological.
Astrological.
Yeah, I didn't pronounce that right.
It's the same. As long as the letters are there.
The letters were there. It was just not pronounced correctly.
That might be a little bit of that Mercury retrograde. It does a little bit of word salad on you.
Yeah. We're like... And I found out that I'm pretty sure I have ADHD now. So my brain and the squirrels and, you know, all those things are in with everything else.
We are doing our best.
Yes, we are. But we hope to make this a weekly thing maybe or a biweekly thing. So we are technically in season 3, episode 1. Yep. If you want to hear about anything that you want us to talk about, that'd be amazing. We'll post it everywhere, mainly on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And what else is going on right now?
Right now for the store, we are in Virgo season, which runs August 23rd through September 22nd. So any Virgos, if you come in, it is 10% off store-wide.
Yep, 10% off store-wide.
Wonderful.
Some of my best friends were Virgos. Were. No, they're still alive. They are Virgos. Sorry about that.
So we've got that in the works. We are obviously preparing for Art Prize. School's just started, so we're kind of just recovering and hunkering through these first week or two.
Yeah. So senior, junior, and fifth grade. My senior... is happy to be almost done. My mm-hmm. junior is like, ugh, 2 more years. And my fifth grader is just happy to be in school. Mm-hmm. Our elementary school was under construction this summer, and they did not have a contingency plan when shit went fucking sideways. So they just went back to school on Monday instead of the week before when they were supposed to.
Right.
So
pivot. Yeah.
Which they didn't do a good job of pivoting.
No. You are the one who has to pivot.
Yeah.
The system doesn't pivot. We have to.
Right.
For now.
Yeah. So, hey, why don't you talk about that amazing thing we did on Sunday night?
So, Sunday, I had the pleasure of being able to share a really cool experience with Sarah where I invited her to come to a breathwork session with me. It was my second and her first. Mm-hmm. And if you're not familiar with breath work, it is a practice of using breathing to kind of connect with your body and let your mind rest a little bit. So we were working with a really special friend of mine, Alex, who I really hope to be able to introduce to you guys later. And this was a really... a profound experience for me. I'll talk about it for my first time and then we can talk about it this last one. My first time doing a breathwork session, it was at a really emotionally vulnerable time for me where like, do you ever like get that feeling of like your body being too tight because of how big your emotions are?
Oh yeah.
And it feeling like really bound up and like where like you can't even like get on the topic without your eyes welling up and like you get that like stuffed feeling of just being like I have more than I know how to like express mm-hmm. safely or comfortably.
Yeah, those are the times that you need to like scream it out in your yep. car to yep. Beastie Boys or yep.
Exactly.
Oh.
And for me that's something cuz I'm a pretty serious introvert. And so if I if I get lax on my self-care introvert recharge time, then I get pent up really, really quickly and really badly.
Well, that's good that you have recognized that about yourself, and whether you get to actually do it or not, you actually made that first step of like, hey, this is fucked up with me and I need to do better.
Right. I am getting better every day.
Good.
And that was a really, I didn't know that there were options when it came to how to deal with that. And so I got invited, and it felt like taking a spiritual or emotional shower. Like it was Alex facilitating and creating a safe container for me to basically feel, express, put out, and set down all of these feelings that were overwhelming to me. And to have somebody energetically be able to clear that space without having to worry about it being like oppressive to them, where it's like, let me feel all of my gunky, sad, heavy feelings that I carry because I don't want to put them on other people all the time.
Right.
And having somebody who's like, hey, that's not a good thing to hold for too long. Let's put that down and let's make some space inside your body so that way you can feel everything else without it being so overwhelming all the time.
Right. Because a lot of people don't know, but that energy that you carry absolutely can be transferred to others in your space.
Yes.
Whether it's friends or family or whoever, and you might not realize that it's happening or realize that, you know, you're a little bit short with somebody or not even, you take that deep breath, but then your energy is still going out into that space where you're sharing with your loved ones. And that in turn can be stuck on them and then they don't know how to clear it out. So this breath work that we did, which was amazing, is, which I didn't realize was a thing.
Right. I feel like it's been around, but I don't think a whole lot of people have known about it.
Yeah. So honestly, when you invited me, I had it in my little squirrel brain that it was like a sound bath and was totally really confused when we walked in and I didn't see these big
bowls.
The bowls.
Yeah, the singing bowls.
And I was like, what did you bring me to again? And then after Alex explained it all to us, I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I can roll with this.
Right.
And I did.
Yeah.
And
you did great.
It was cathartic.
Yeah.
So 3 years ago, right now from end of August until September 14th, I was in Cleveland. My dad was on hospice. And if you guys know me, my dad was like my person. He has lived with me and my family for the last 20 plus years. And so when we lost him, it still is a very big void. And if we ever do talk about him, which I know I am now, I very might get a little verklempt because it's only been 3 years. And as an adult, that is no time at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, so during the breathwork session with you and Alex and another friend, I realized that I had been holding my breath. I had been holding it all in because it was still so raw and right there, you know, like memories on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, you know which ones to kind of avoid.
Right.
I made that mistake of looking at all of them the last few days. Anyway, I'm totally off topic.
I think we're completely on topic. We're talking about real shit.
Yeah. So the breathwork really helped me realize that I don't have to hold it in. And I know I've been getting better and better about it, but you know, I haven't been to a therapist since mine passed away on me a couple of years ago, and that still really scared me. And I didn't realize I needed to actually talk to somebody else about any of the things.
Right.
And even though we didn't talk about all the things, it got through to me, and I was able to release a lot of that tension that I had built up.
Yeah.
So, you guys, Alex is amazing. And if we can get her in, I do want her to record her like session because I need that in my ears like 24/7.
Yeah. Well, and I think first of all, I think we're totally on subject because I think the whole point of this podcast is being able to share a real authentic and vulnerable space with each other.
Yeah.
And
all of you.
Yeah. Well, it's we're sharing ourselves with you, mm-hmm. and ourselves where we are, how we are going through whatever we're going through, and grief is a part of being human. And I think it's really important to learn how to hold space for each other while we're grieving, because that's something that we are all going to do.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it funny, like in the last few years, our terminologies of all the things have changed so much.
Oh yeah. We're
like, now we talk about holding space.
Yep.
And of course my mind just went blank, so I can't think
the rest of them. But I totally know what you mean.
You know,
we're evolving. Like emotionally, we're coming out of an emotional dark age. And sometimes I forget to remind myself when I'm like looking at society as a whole and feeling a little hopeless, I have to remind myself that like how far we've come just in the last two generations. Like I look at my grandparents and I look at how much emotional baggage and bandwidth of just being like you can't improve something you don't know about. Right. And so, you know, and then I look at like my parents' generation, and I look at like the traumas that they inflicted on my generation. And I recognize, like, I've had to do a lot of work at finding grace for understanding that, like, you can't practice what you've never been taught. Like, you can't beat yourself up for not knowing something that you've never learned yet.
Right. You don't know what you don't know.
Yep. And punishing yourself for it wastes the time that you can spend learning about it and trying to figure out how to do it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that, like, looking at that and like I think 2020 had a really big impact on that too, of just not being able to filter out the, like, I cannot mask at all anymore. Like, I can still mask. I still mask a lot. I still struggle with not masking.
Right.
But when it comes to like, if I'm having a hard time, it's so hard for me sometimes to hide it.
Yeah.
That like, I just go isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And a big part of my healing journey is being around safe people, to where if I'm having a hard time, I'm still going to come and explain that I'm having a hard time.
And it's
so scary.
It's so scary, but it's so good for you and good. You know, I think about the last 3 years and where I've gone and evolved and grown, and it's just like, the entire world was there. We were all going through the same fucking shit.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
The same shit. You know, most end of August, you know, that whole school year.
Right.
Anybody with kids, we were all locked down still. Like, everybody was going through the same thing.
Yeah.
No matter, you know, race, religion, creed, political freaking party.
Right.
We all went through the same thing.
Mm.
And that's, it makes me feel not so small sometimes to know if I'm feeling like this, there's probably at least 20 others that are.
Yeah. Yeah.
20 million maybe. Fuck, I don't know. But you know what I'm saying?
If
like,
not more.
Yeah. Like, everybody is going through this.
Yeah.
Everybody is still going through this.
Yeah.
And, you know, the future is uncertain and scary, and we just got to be able to be vulnerable, I guess, is what we're going to do with this.
It is. I like to say, like, the future, it's not your and my generation's job to fix the future, because the trauma we've experienced means our brains can't even comprehend the solutions that we actually need.
Right. For reference, I am 46 and Esther is 33.
Yes.
So, you know, millennial and Gen X and... You know me, I've been through some shit, and, you know, she's been through some
same.
Shit, too.
Yep.
And our generations don't, it doesn't really matter, but, like, so my kids are very young Gen Z. My oldest, Boston, is 17. You know, so he'll be able to vote in this next election. And all of his friends are going to be able to vote. And right. I can tell you what, that part of Gen Z, mm-hmm. oh, they don't take no shit from nobody. Mm-mm. Let me tell you what. I know that was not proper grammar, but
no, ooh. but that's the truth. They don't take no shit.
And then Ramsey, my middle, is 16.
Yeah.
And then Elsie, my little 10-year-old, that little Gen Alpha. Let me tell you what, they're gonna change the fucking world. Yeah,
the world better watch out.
I cannot wait for the next 25 years.
Yeah.
When they get to be their early 30s, late 20s.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's the future that I like to focus on. Because like I even when I'm daunted, I ferociously believe in the future because I don't have any kids of my own. I've got an incredible godson who is 13
mm-hmm.
and he is so smart and so cool and kind and like deep thinking. And those are the kids that like when I think about the future and I get shaky because, oh my God, we're all going to be on fire and everybody's going to get blown up. I have to like pause right. and rewind a little bit and be like, first of all, no. And I had to install an update in my own brain
right.
where I had to start questioning when I start like catastrophizing, I start having to counter it with being like, okay, that's the worst case scenario, but what's the best case scenario? Provide contrast.
What's the middle case scenario?
The middle case scenario is, oh my God, can I please just like have a vacation with my debt paid?
Like, right.
Can I buy groceries without having to think about how much is in my bank account?
Right.
Like, that to wouldn't me is middle, nice? Which I think that's probably shooting a little low, but hey, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my husband, my partner has a decent job and I own the store and we're not doing too shabby, but like groceries and gas.
Yo, in I'm this economy?
You, yeah. You know, in this economy. Exactly. It's hard. Like, so Boston, my oldest, is going to a construction institute because, and I'm probably going to get the stat wrong, but like within the next 5 years, something like 70% of the construction as a whole industry mm. is going to be retired.
Jeez.
Or they're going to be working until their 80s. Like,
right.
People shouldn't.
Right.
And that's, you know, but like he has no plans of moving out.
Yeah.
When he graduates. And yeah. I don't want him to because, like, he wouldn't be able to get
a
studio apartment in Grand Rapids making what he's mm-hmm. hopefully going to be making. And right. he's not going to – I mean, he's going to be making –
That's
come out
doing
of that
so well, especially for someone his age.
Over $20 an hour.
Yep.
And that yep. you still can't survive by yourself and live in a studio apartment in Grand Rapids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the sad fact about all of it.
The cost of living has gone up so much. And the inflation, like, that is something I don't know what the solution is to it. Other than just, like, sticking together and, like, I'm a huge fan of barter, but yeah, also just working together. Yeah, let's trade. I'm a big fan of seeking alternative solutions. Mm-hmm. Alternate solutions. Like what, how many ways can we make this work?
You know? Right, exactly.
And like, that's something, you know, obviously we'll have plenty of time to talk about more of that stuff as we go.
Right.
But that's something like the future is daunting, but also I'm so excited for it because we have gone through so much change and we're seeing so much change and like on a big level, but also on a personal level. Like I look mm-hmm. at how much we were talking about it the other day about like how much we've grown since we met each other a couple of years ago when yeah. things just started.
Yeah.
So I first met Sarah as a potter reaching out to sell my pottery in her store.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been, she's been able to watch me go through several transitions.
Yeah.
And vice versa. And right. like, it's been wild looking at where we are now. And like, even with the stresses that we have still, because you know, the world is stressful, but like, even with the,
listen, it's hard.
Okay. I'm making more money than I've ever made. And I am still a poor,
right.
But that's a temporary state. I am open to improvement, but also mm-hmm. like right now, you know, not to be too radical, but until the distribution of wealth settles, Sirens.
Eat the rich.
So until things balance out with who's paying what for taxes, then enough political anyways. Either way,
yeah.
Right now, that's not going to be fixed right away.
No.
However,
no, but in the maybe meantime, in 10 years, yeah, maybe in 5 years, maybe.
I feel like if I try to put a number on it, that's when I get dicey. So I just try and soften it to being like, you know what? I am so thankful that I am not one of the people responsible for trying to come up with the actual solutions that are going to be impacting all of these people.
Oh my God.
That was something like I started practicing that during COVID where I was just like, I am so glad that I am not one of the guys who has to figure out how to fix this. The best I can do is at least help people hang in there in the meantime and do my best in the meantime, which is the best we can all do.
Yeah.
But circling back real quick on the breathwork part of that and like running. So the coolest thing about breathwork was that you don't have to talk it out. You don't have to articulate it. You don't have to verbalize or intellectualize it. It's about breathing that space into your body and just allowing, allowing it. And in that allowing it is what is creating that balance to come back, because I think a lot of that tension comes from feeling like things shouldn't be and like that resistance to it and not knowing, like, I'm not allowed to feel these big feelings, and ultimately you can't help it.
And I even at the beginning, you know, there was two people in that room with us that I didn't know from anybody. I know you and I trusted you, and I put that whole part of myself into that trust. But it was still scary for me. Like that first big release that I had when I was just like, you know, you hear bad news, super bad news, somebody blah, blah, blah. Your heart drops and you just start wailing, you know, that that feeling. I did that and I wasn't worried about being judged or about having to explain why I did that
having
later.
To comfort someone else from your feelings.
And that I've had to do that a lot. However, I do have a lot of really great support at home that you know, I could be watching a stupid show and it triggers me. Being Gen X, the word triggers me really is something else for me. And I don't necessarily like that word, but it is what it is. I have those people in my life that know if mom's crying, just go give her a hug. And not say anything, and she'll be fine. If it's something that's really bad, she will tell us.
So I don't need help. I just got to feel it, and I need for it to be okay.
So
if I need help, I will definitely ask for it. I promise.
Anyway, I am so glad that you are here with me doing this.
Me too. I love you so much.
And I love you too. And I really hope that you all enjoyed this little bit of a podcast that we did tonight.
And we will we'll be back soon with lots of fun things to talk about all the time.
Absolutely. And we do have two more microphones, so we could possibly have guests sometime in the future.
Just as soon as I learn how to do it.
And all the other wonderful things. Have a wonderful night if we get this uploaded tonight for the super blue moon.
Which, just as a quick snippet, if we do, and if so, and even then, there's a couple days of window in that. Full moon is about celebrating the harvest of the intentions that you set on the past new moon, which was like mid-August. And it's about releasing things that are no longer serving you. And releasing them, not with like a get out of here, but just like a, oh, hey, thanks. I appreciate what you did for me, but I'm going to let you go now because I think I can come up with a better way of doing that.
And in the future, we will hopefully be doing this a few days ahead of all the things.
We're doing our best.
So then you'll like hear it a couple days before full moon, and you'll be able to remember to put out your moon water and do your intentions and all the other things. So thank you for listening to us again tonight.
And don't forget that we're doing our best and you are also doing your best too.
Yeah, you guys are killing it out there in the real world, doing all the real things.
Don't forget to give yourself credit too.
We love you. Good night.
Good night. Okay, love you. Bye.